But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Last week, the ACLU of Arizona began a campaign related to numbers showing that students of color and students with disabilities were being disproportionately punished in Maricopa County schools. With me to talk about that and what can be done to improve the situation is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, let's start with a review of the figures released by the Arizona ACLU. What did they show?
First of all, they're pointing to black students who are 8 times more likely to be suspended from charter high schools in Arizona. Latino kids are 6 times more likely to be suspended, punished. And then disabled students within the district schools are twice as likely to face punishment and suspension. So they're showing a disparity between minorities, disabled kids, and then their white counterparts. And I would always tell you, you know, beware of special interest groups bearing data, okay? Because they tend to see it through the lens of their own particular political point of view. And the ACLU is clearly an organ of the left, but the ACLU has done important work over the years. And I think they're raising some serious questions that need to be answered.
And what about some independent reporting by the Republic? Did it confirm? Did it add to some of that?
Right. So we took the data and we started crunching it and sort of advanced some of the findings. So we found that 7 district high schools had out-of-school suspension rates higher than 1 out of 4 students. So you had this tremendous amount of punishment being leveled within the entire school. So it seems like, you know, there's a lot of screening out that might be going on or punishing that is going on within the schools. And it begs the question, you know, are schools turning too often, too frequently to very tough punishment? We looked at 46 district and charter high schools that had suspended 20% or more of black students. That's a disturbing number. And again, I don't want to leap to conclusion. We had a discussion about this on the editorial board. Do these numbers tell us that there's systemic racism? Well, I don't think we have enough information to be able to make that leap, but we have enough information to ask some very serious, tough questions about what's going on.
Is turning too often to punishment a potential response when the schools are not getting the numbers they want, that students are not excelling, they're not passing the test, they're not doing as well in achievement tests as is hoped, is the feeling that, well, maybe there are a few bad apples we can get rid of and that'll help fix the problem. Could that be that sort of response?
Think of it, our schools are strapped for resources. I think virtually all of us agree on that our schools don't have enough, and they're dealing with lots of different problems within the student body that we demand that our schools take care of all of these dysfunctions that are funneled into the school system, and mm-hmm. we don't give them the resources to do it. And is this symptomatic of that? Are we seeing that there is some selection going on where they're removing more challenging cases? Mm-hmm. We ought to be just the opposite. I mean, the highest calling of schools, our public schools, is to take those children who come from really challenging environments and to turn them around so that their future generations are able to get educated and, mm-hmm. and turn to higher learning.
Is there something when it comes to this that does there need to be deeper digging by organizations other than the ACLU? Is this something that maybe the legislature, the governor need to comment on or something in addition to all the things we talk about getting more funding? Do there need to be some fixes and just, you know, some investigation of this kind of thing?
Yeah, I think the Department of Education, I think the state needs to look at this. The legislature ought to look at it. Mm-hmm. I think the schools themselves internally, they ought to look and see what's going on here and try to answer the question of what is this all about. And there's some interesting research that we pointed to in our piece, and that one was out of Stanford University in 2015, where they took teachers and they asked them to read these narratives on students and their behavior. And when they gave the student a quote-unquote black-sounding name, that the teachers were more likely to recommend them for severe punishment, even though the scenario was virtually the same with the other students. It was the same. And you also had similar research like this at Yale University, where they had teachers watch a video of four children, preschool, one black girl, one black boy, one white girl, one white boy. And then they used tracking technology. They could follow their eyes, and the eyes routinely went to the black boy. And so something seemed to be up. Now, what does that mean? That's very hard to decipher and to figure out what it all means. But we ought to be looking for the answers.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.